forward. This volume is written in the fervent hope that it will confirm and establish faith in God's Word, which through the ages has been preserved inviolate. In these days when faith is weakening and the Bible is being torn apart, it is vital that we enter into fields which can yield up their evidence of how God, through the centuries, intervened to transmit to us a perfect Bible. Much of the material given in this book was collected in response to the needs of the author's classroom work. In pursuing this line of study, he has been astounded and thrilled to find in historical situations, where he least expected it, evidences of special intervention and special purposes of God with regard to His holy word. His faith in the inspiration of the Bible has been deeply strengthened as he has perceived how down through the ages God's true Bible has constantly triumphed over erroneous versions. With regard to the different versions, it is necessary, while confirming the glorious inspiration of the Bible, to warn the people against Bibles which include false books, and, especially at the present time, against the dangers of false readings in genuine books. There are versions of the Bible, prepared by men of scholarship, with certain books and readings we cannot accept. Such versions may be of use for reference or comparison. In certain passages, they may give a clearer rendering. But it is unthinkable that those who use such versions would be unwilling to have the public informed of their dangers. This work has been written under great pressure. In addition to the author's tasks in the theological department of the college, and his evangelical work as pastor of a city church, he wrote this book in response to urgent requests. It may be possible that there are a few technical mistakes. The author has strong confidence, however, that the main lines of argument are timely, and that they stand on a firm foundation. It is possible to know what is the true word of God. The author sends forth this book with a fervent prayer that it may aid the earnest seeker after truth to find the answer to this all-important question. B.G. Wilkinson, Tacoma Park, D.C., June, 1930.